Next up, employers are missing out on talented workers because of negative attitudes towards people who have a tattoo. This is the finding from a new report. ACAS, Conciliation Service, says a third of young people have a tattoo, but some firms and individual managers were worried about the image it would give to potential customers or clients. This comes also in the same week that Margaret Mountford, she was a judge on The Apprentice, wasn't she? She was one of Alan Sugar's right-hand people on The Apprentice. She said tattoos are simply not appropriate in the workplace. Businessman Erwin Armstrong, Patrick Mulholland from the trade union NIPSA with us today. Erwin, morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome back from wonderful Miami.
It was tacky and dreadful.
I did tell you.
Patrick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you make of this, Erwin? Is a tattoo tacky, dreadful, not to be seen in the workplace? It kind of sums up Vinny, to be clear, and he has tattoos all over his body.
Yeah. I think when you talk about tattoos, you've got to talk about a wide range of tattoos. There are people who have tattoos that are not visible in everyday work. There are people who have tattoos in their face, there are tattoos in their hands. So as an employer, if the person I employ is what I would call dealing with the public or dealing with our customers, I would not employ anybody who had visible tattoos. I don't care what they have, you can't see. Because I think, as you said, there's a wide section of society. There are some people love tattoos, some people hate them, and probably the vast majority are somewhere in the middle. So, you know, I wouldn't have a situation where I sent somebody with tattoos to meet one of a buyer in one of our big companies that we deal with.
Why not?
I don't know whether or not the buyer, what their attitude is to tattoos.
Well, but you could say that. You could say that about you don't know what the buyer's attitude is to someone with ginger hair, someone with an earring in, someone with a nose ring in, whatever.
Oh, well, thing. No. I would apply. I mean, I wouldn't apply him with a nose ring either. Ginger hair is a totally different.
You know, I would never any color of hair. I'm not just saying ginger hair. I'm basically saying why not let people be as they are? And if somebody has a problem with it, it's their fault.
But people aren't being as they are. They are adding to what they are. They're, as you said, tattoos, nose rings, whatever. Some people like them, some people don't. And I, running a company, I'm not going to take a chance that one of our big customers doesn't like the appearance by rings or tattoos or whatever of a salesperson. I don't care if you can't see them. I don't care if you're working in the warehouse. I don't care if you're working in our production and packing rooms. That's
but you fine. Do care if you can see them.
No, not in the warehouse. It's only people dealing with people outside the company.
Yeah, but you do care. But so what you're saying is for front-facing people, in other words, people who are representing your company or a company in Northern Ireland meeting customers, you think it's wrong to be showing a tattoo?
I think from where I'm sitting, I do not know what the buyer's perception of the world is. I don't know if they like tattoos, don't like tattoos. You could lose an order by having a tattoo. I don't think you'd ever lose an order by not having a tattoo.
Patrick?
Is the converse of that?
Well, Stephen, I mean, I think it is a fairly complex issue in some ways, but then in other ways it's fairly straightforward. I mean, I don't think anybody is seriously suggesting that having a tattoo makes you any more or lesser of a person or more or lesser of a worker. At the end of the day, if you're lying on a surgical table waiting on the best heart surgeon going to operate on you and that heart surgeon has a tattoo, I don't think it's going to influence the outcome of your surgery. So, you know, at the end of you know, to my mind, it's something that we maybe shouldn't get too hung up about. I think as well.
Of course, we should get. Hold on a minute.
Well, we're living in changing times.
You would get hung up about it. Here's how you would get hung up about it. If you were the most talented person for a job, mm-hmm. and you weren't given a job in a job interview because the person boarding you, the person interviewing you, noticed that you had a snake on your hand, then is that fair?
So my point about not getting too hung up about it is that that shouldn't really come into play when we're deciding who would get a job or who wouldn't get a job. My point is, if you have the best heart surgeon in the country and that heart surgeon has a tattoo on their hand of a snake, you're still going to want that heart surgeon to do the surgery on you. That's the bottom line. The tattoo does not fundamentally change the person's ability to do the job or not do the job. And the reality is, a lot of people have tattoos that are hidden. That doesn't create any problem because we all know they are capable of doing their job.
We're not talking about hidden tattoos. We're talking about visible tattoos.
The visible tattoos are now the issue. But the attitude towards tattoos is changing in society. As the survey says, up to a third of young people have tattoos. They're much more prevalent, much more acceptable. And I think that sort of latent prejudice against them is beginning to dissipate. And we do have to remember, what is considered to be proper dress code for work has changed, and proper appearance code for work has changed over the years. We're well past the days of suits and bowler hats. We've moved on now. Things are different. And I think these things are...
I don't know. Have you not seen how... We're past the days of suits and bowler hats. Have you not seen how... Have you not seen how William Crawley presents Talkback? Here's the number today, 030-30-80-55-55. Would you be happy enough these days getting a tattoo, being served by people with a tattoo? And how would you feel if you were discriminated against because you had a tattoo? It sounds to me, Erwin Armstrong, like whether you admit it or not, you would be certainly hesitant about employing someone who had a visible tattoo.
No. I think you didn't hear what I said. I said if they are dealing with the public.
Yes. So if you're employing, someone who was dealing with the public, you would be hesitant about employing them if they had a tattoo, right?
No, a visible tattoo.
A visible tattoo. Yes.
Yes. Well, let me go to an extreme. Let's say I'm interviewing somebody and there are people out there with their whole face covered in tattoos. Would you expect me to employ them to represent the company when there are many people outside who do not like tattoos? Yeah, it's not going to happen because I have got to take every possible opportunity to increase business for the company. And I think that sending somebody out with an extreme version of tattoos is not going to achieve that objective. You know, that's where it sits. I also wouldn't employ anybody anywhere in the business who had tattoos that were in any way sectarian or in any way sort of derogatory towards any section of the population.
Well, of course, but that's different. But what we're talking about here...
It's still a tattoo, Stephen.
Yeah, but there's a hell of a difference between a discussion between objecting to someone having a tattoo, which is clearly offensive. In other words, sectarian or demeaning of certain people. What if someone had a tattoo in their hand? What if I got a Manchester United tattoo?
If
I got a Manchester United tattoo on my hand or my forehead?
Well, Stephen, I wish you well with that.
That would be an improvement, you know.
Right, you two. Thank you very much indeed, Jan and Ballygowan. Morning, Jan.
Stephen, you certainly don't need a tattoo on your head.
I need to look sexier.
Oh my God!
I need to change my look somehow.
You don't need to change your attitude. You're just nice the way you are. But you see, tattoos, they are most degrading thing that anybody could have. And that man is perfectly right because if I had a business...
Or are you an old fogey? Are you out of touch?
If I had a business, Stephen, and two people came for that job, and one of them had tattoos, I would chase them through the door.
Would you?
He wouldn't get anywhere. It wouldn't matter how smart he was, mind you.
Really?
Yes. I hate... They're so degrading looking. And they bring a firm down. If you have somebody standing talking to somebody who you're trying to do business with and he's full of tattoos, my God, Stephen, I went, oh, no, no,
you know
no,
David
no.
Dimbleby, who presents Question Time
as
a tattoo?
Yes, yes.
You'd chase him out the door, would you?
I would because I don't like people with tattoos. I think it's a very degrading thing. Most degrading thing, don't be bothering your head to get one when you are away in America. And I hope you haven't got one anywhere. I mean, anywhere.
I was thinking of getting one on my bum.
You needn't bother your head because you're always running about in the nude anyway.
I think you've got me mistaken for someone else there. But anyway, no, Jan, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you. Good morning.